Time magazine called him Jack the Dripper. Jackson Pollock, the American painter, pioneered abstract expressionism by dipping and spilling and splashing paint onto canvases in the late 1940s and early 50s. The artist is the subject of a new movie, one that earned Ed Harris an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor. He also directed the movie. The project became something of an obsession for Harris. He told NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg he spent 10 years trying to get it made, even sinking some of his own money into the project.
Ed Harris, you've been fascinated by Jackson Pollock since your father gave you a biography of him in 1986, and your dad thought you looked like the painter. But I wonder what it was, once you sat down to read about Pollock's life, that reached out and grabbed you and prompted what has been this decade-long commitment.
Well, there's this young man who really was lost in the world and really didn't know where he fit in and was somewhat of an outsider, and found painting, making art as something that really gave his life purpose and meaning. And he had a lot of obstacles to overcome in pursuing that, particularly his own self-doubt and fear and insecurity. But he fought through all of these problems, and he insisted to himself and persisted in making his art, and was very honest about that and really pursued it from his soul, I think, and ultimately arrived at a place where he was painting in a way that was very, very original. And that just struck me, that this guy, this young man growing up in the Southwest, moving all around Arizona, California, the youngest of five brothers, very rural kind of poor family, found this way of expressing himself that gave him his life purpose.
I asked her to marry me.
What'd she say?
No. You know that part of our lives that's supposed to be so special, the growing up part? It was damned hell for me.
I think it's supposed to be lousy, so the rest is gonna seem easier.
Yeah, only it isn't.
This is kind of a personal question, but he had so many agonies. He'd had a nervous breakdown. He was an alcoholic, extremely self-destructive, wild temperament. And I wonder if you, as an artist, I mean, you've been on a wonderful career path lately, and we remember you from Apollo 13 and from The Truman Show, from so many successful films, but somewhere did you connect with the agonies of Jackson Pollock as well?
Well, when I first began to act, which I was about 21, and I really hadn't thought about it prior to that, I really grew up immersed in athletics. I was a pretty good student, but what really got me up in the morning and excited me was sports. And at some point I realized that was ending, and I decided to study acting, and it really became the world for me. I was not a particularly social individual. Yeah, I mean, I've used alcohol in the past as a means of escape, not so much as self-destructive, as somewhere to go when you're not working at what you want to do, which you can't do 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very solitary endeavor, even though you work with other people. The pursuit of it and wanting to get better at it was something that I lived and breathed, particularly in the beginning years. And I guess I identified with that need on some mm-hmm. level, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You learn to paint deliberately, and you do painting in the film, filming those scenes. There you are painting, and what you make looks like Pollock. How did you do that?
Well, it was very, very important to me that you see the man working. That's what his life was, and particularly with Pollock, the act of painting was so important to him. Ultimately, what he's really best known for, his masterpieces, are really what you see is the act of painting on canvas, you know. And so you needed to see this man work, and so I began to explore and experiment back in the early 90s, and had a studio built in the lower part of my property so I could work on larger and larger surfaces. And I just worked with a lot of viscosity of paint, different implements, larger and larger surfaces, painting in Pollock's style, not really trying to paint particular Pollocks. And then it was just what I was doing. It was just something I knew I wanted to make this film someday, and so I worked towards it.
Mm-hmm. What have you come away with as far as thoughts about the connection between madness and great art?
Well, not, I don't know if it's so much madness as it is this extreme need to create and the intensity that is involved with that. And Pollock tried. He wasn't like he was bent on self-destruction. He was bent on telling the truth for himself and on creating something that really mattered to him and that he felt was a very pure expression. When you're not doing that, nothing else really amounts to much,
Yeah. So 10 years of your life, Ed Harris, devoted to creating this film, Pollock. What's your next project? I hope it's something light and fluffy.
Well, I've recently returned from London where I was working with Meryl Streep on they're making a film of Michael Cunningham's novel, The Hours.
Oh, which, Virginia Woolf.
Yeah, I've had a chance to play this writer who's suffering from AIDS, and I loved working with Meryl. I'd always wanted to work with her, and I would like to direct again someday, but probably not anytime soon just because it's so consuming, and, you know, my daughter's 7 and a half, and then she's been hearing about Pollock since before she was born, so I'd kind of like to not get that obsessed by something right away, but we'll see, you know.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Susan.
Ed Harris, director and star of the film Pollock, about American painter Jackson Pollock, who died in 1956. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.